Hello, everybody. George here. Thought I'd sort of break away from the February. I will have a look at the blog here and see if I can figure out what topic is the one for today. But I've been wanting to do this little boo for a long time. And it's about a screen reader, which I have recently discovered, and many of you probably already know about and are using quite happily. It's called NVDA. And what I find amazing is what it can do. It seems to work with everything. Let's just give a little background. I am a WindowEyes user. I've been around the block, I guess. I've been through JAWS, got a lot of frustration because some of the applications I was working with, it wouldn't read them properly. And while WindowEyes was not perfect, I just found it easier to move around and was able, through some help, to get a copy of WindowEyes with a system maintenance agreement. I still have one of those yet to go, so it's all good. But there have been a few little glitchy things with WindowEyes, even in spite of the updates, and I may still be contacting GW Micro on this. But sometimes it'll just freeze. For whatever reason, I will lose my speech and have no idea why. And I can't tell when this is going to happen. It can be because something has happened to a program that's made it not respond, and rather than simply displaying a dialog box about it, I end up frozen. WindowEyes simply won't speak at all, and I have to restart my computer, if I can. If I'm caught out in this situation with XP, XP won't even shut down if there's a program misbehaving. Really annoying. But I had a similar incident happen on my desktop computer here, and there was a few moments of silence. However, NVDA did get a hold of this, and they said it displayed the dialog box telling me about the program not responding. Turned out to be that it was actually hanging. Was an Internet Explorer issue. Lo and behold. Anyway, that's another issue. So I was able to get through it. I was able to end task, stop the program, continue about my work without having to restart the entire computer. Now, I wasn't sure if it would do that. I have worked with other free screen readers before, and they just have not, they've been quite limited in what they will do, but I find that with this so far, with NVDA, I can do almost everything, probably everything, if I took the time to figure it out, that I could do with WindowEyes. And even some things better, like reading. I have an open source media player, a VLC media player, and it used to read somewhat well with WindowEyes. I could get the basics, but menus wouldn't always announce themselves. Once you opened a menu, you couldn't read the thing you had opened properly, and that's all corrected now. With NVDA, I can do this. So, I mean, it begs the question, what is it that people will spend hundreds or $1,000 on in a software package or a screen reader package which will do so much? It's open source. There's people working on it. It's free to the user. Yes, they accept donations, and I'm hopefully I'll be able to donate at least something. They've got a good product. It's not a resource hog, and I'm going to show you something about it that I'm fascinated with. It has to do with the login screen, and yes, you can set other synthesizers to deal with the login screen, and there's other technical screens that are specified, but I have never heard what I'm about to show you. I'm going to pause this for a moment and make sure that I'm right ready to shut down. So here we go. I'm about ready to shut down. All my programs are no longer running, and I'm going to go into the quickest way I know. I can do it two ways, but I'm going to go through the start menu.
Start menu.
Hit U for the dialogue.
dialog, click turn off to install important updates and turn off your computer. Click
oh my goodness.
Here to turn off without installing updates. Turn off button alt U.
It'll be the first one, first time I've heard this when it's proceeding to install updates, so this will be different. But here we go. I'll describe things comparable to what I've had before versus what's going on now. So,
taskbar, taskbar.
Shutting down.
A taskbar dialog, unknown, unknown.
Oh, a whole bunch of windows closing, I'm thinking.
Desktop list, unknown. Desktop list, malware night, Santi, malware 9 on 17. DW.
And about there.
Windows log on window, Windows log on window, saving your settings.
I wouldn't have heard any of that before.
Please wait. Dialog Windows is shutting down. Windows is shutting down. Text.
Now, I suspect had there been a problem somewhere there, I still could have interacted with it. And, say, ended a task that was refusing to end. I thought it would mention something about the updates, but it didn't. But normally when a synthesizer, or when a screen reader, it would shut down and you'd hear the Windows shut down piece of music, and that would be it. There'd be no more information about actually telling you that Windows was shutting down. I'm just going to see if I can move around at all. I don't think I will be able to, though, but... Okay. It's updating anyway, so that's going to take a bit. But I have to say, I am blown away with this. It all happened because Michelle, well, some of you who follow her booze know that she had an incident with her glasses. And she was playing around with screen readers and magnifiers. Now, Window Eyes does not work well with the Windows 7 magnifier. She's got that on her little netbook. And so, on a whim, she decided to try NVDA. We'd heard of other people using it. And it worked great. And just through her playing around, I became inspired. Decided to do a little experimenting. I thought, what the heck? It's free. And the voice itself isn't great, but if you have other systems, other voices on your system, like Windows 7, for instance, comes with Microsoft Anna. I will not recommend Microsoft Sam, though, because that's the one that comes with XP. But I know you can buy other Sappy 5 voices. And if you don't prefer the rather electronic-sounding one that comes with NVDA, you can use these other voices. So, my final thought on this is NVDA rocks. I'll leave it at that for now, and catch you later. Bye, and thanks for listening.